This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. NASDAQ's history is all about computers. It was the world's first electronic stock market. It began life in 1971 as a computer bulletin board. It is very much associated with the tech stocks that are traded on it. And now it is apparently being digitally victimized. The Wall Street Journal reports that hackers have broken into the computer network of the company that runs it, NASDAQ OMX Group. The Journal reports that there have been repeated attacks, but beyond that, very little is known about them. Journal reporter Devlin Barrett has written about this and joins us now. And do we know what it is at NASDAQ OMX Group that the hackers managed to hack into?
We know that they were able to place malicious software in a system called Director's Desk. That is a service that NASDAQ provides to major corporations for those corporations to share internal documents, share, for example, plans for the company going forward. Now, what NASDAQ and officials say is that they have no evidence that the hackers were able to actually access a specific company's internal communications.
This has been going on for quite some time.
Oh, yes. The Secret Service, in fact, one of the interesting parts of it is the Secret Service actually has been investigating this issue of hacker penetrations of NASDAQ company's computer system for more than a year. But that concern elevated quite a bit when the what's called malware files were found.
Now, does the object of the hackers or where they put the malware, does that suggest anything about the likely motive here?
Authorities haven't ruled out any of the three main possible motives, one being a sort of national security attack against the nation's infrastructure, two being a more insider trading type case where you sort of do virtual insider trading by accessing data that no one knows you've accessed, and three being sort of more old-fashioned wire fraud where you go in and sort of alter numbers or make transfers that ultimately brings money back to you.
Who's investigating this? You've mentioned the Secret Service. Who else is it on the case?
The FBI is the lead agency at this point. The Secret Service had the case for quite some time. But one of the interesting parts of this is that they are drawing in an awful lot of people from an awful lot of places as a sign of the level of concern inside government, meaning people from the Department of Homeland Security, people from the Department of Justice, in addition to the SEC and some outside computer experts.
Well, on a scale from some 14-year-old kid in his bedroom on the computer to the intelligence service, say, of a foreign government, I mean, how big do people think the likely hacker is here?
Well, there's a view among some cybersecurity experts that anyone who can break into NASDAQ's computer systems, even if it's not the trading platform, even if it's not the actual trade themselves, has to be an incredibly sophisticated hacker. Some of the evidence, some of the computer evidence points toward computers in Russia, but people involved with the case caution that that doesn't necessarily mean anything because so often hackers will use indirect routes to go at a company specifically so that you can't catch them.
I mean, hackers in recent years have actually been able to use computer addresses in other countries, even if their work originates here in this country.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think probably the most famous hacking case that people remember in recent history was Albert Gonzalez, who stole more than 100 million credit card numbers. And he was working in Miami, but he was using co-conspirators and computers in Eastern Europe and Russia. And that's sort of a classic case of why, just because some of the evidence points towards Russia, you don't leap to assumptions that that's where your hacker is.
Devlin Barrett, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Devlin Barrett is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal.